Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, it's time for another remote edition of Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer. Not too remote today, as we stay right here in New York to meet the guitarist and producer, Rachika Nayar. She has had a very busy year. In the spring, she released her LP called Our Hands Against the Dusk, and then released a follow-up EP called Fragments, all of it built around the sounds of the guitar, but the guitar has been heavily processed, at least in the former case on the LP, and I am very curious to see what a live performance by Rachika Nayar will look like. We'll find out now, but then as we head on through the session, things will take a little bit of a different turn, as you'll see and hear. First, here is Rachika Nayar playing one of the pieces from her EP called Fragments. This is called Memory as Miniatures.
Thank you.
That's a live performance by Ruchika Nair of a piece called Memory as Miniatures, a work for solo electric guitar with a big asterisk. Ruchika, it's great to have you with us. This piece is on your EP called Fragments, right?
Yeah.
Now, so you've been really busy this year. There's an LP called Our Hands Against the Dusk, and then in short order, you released this EP called Fragments. Are the two related somehow?
Yeah, I do kind of see them as companion albums in a certain way. The first album, my full-length Our Hands Against the Dusk, I feel like kind of represents what I kind of consider to be my core kind of musical voice that I'm working on and crafting right now. And the way that I come to those compositions is it always kind of starts with raw guitar loops that I'm playing. When I strike upon something that feels especially meaningful, I process that into a bunch of different sounds, and then I construct a song from there. So then Fragments kind of became this opportunity to just offer a glimpse of the preliminary stage of that process.
So it starts with electric guitar and looping. Mm-hmm. What generally happens? Actually, before we get into the nuts and bolts, let me back up, because you said something interesting about, you know, this compositional voice that you're in the process of developing. Mm. How do you describe, even if only for yourself, how do you describe that compositional voice? What are you going for?
I guess with my raw guitar playing, it doesn't quite feel like it's doing something new for me stylistically. Like, I feel like I'm kind of treading ground that feels really familiar. Like, there's a lot of different bands and artists that I've listened to, math rock or post rock or jazz or, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I feel like I've explored a lot of different styles growing up. But I kind of wanted to craft some kind of method that felt, unique to my way of working with the instrument. Not that it's something that I feel like I own, but it just feels like something that, arises from my own particular tools that I have with me.
Well, you know, it's certainly been noted over the years that guitarists, because the guitar has a very specific kind of harmonic setup, that, you know, you do tend to find yourself playing familiar patterns and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So this is a way to kind of make guitar music from another place, maybe?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's something that was on my mind a lot recently, actually, because in the past few years or past several years, I've only been playing in open tunings, and I haven't... Yeah, I've kind of stopped playing in standard tuning entirely, actually. And yeah, I just wasn't finding anything that was like harmonically compelling for me just playing in standard tuning. So now I just kind of tune the strings to something that feels resonant. Oftentimes I don't even actually know what tuning I'm playing in. But yeah, seeing the instrument from like a different angle is definitely a big part of what that compositional process means for me. It's also kind of a process of like trying to see something in many of its different realities at once is kind of how I think about it. You know, if you take one guitar loop or phrase or chord progression and you pull it apart into a bunch of different granules and you reassemble it into a bunch of different arrangements, I feel like it just allows you to see that original like feeling that you're getting from the notes and the melodies in all kinds of new inversions. It's kind of like exploring an emotion in a bunch of different realities at once.
Yeah. All right. So maybe now would be a good time to talk about the more practical, the nuts and bolts level, because what you've done for us today is really interesting. You've made one of these guitar loop pieces and then turned it into something completely different. So kind of walk us through the process. How does a piece begin for you? Does it begin with the tuning? Does it begin with an idea, then you find the tuning? How does it work?
Yeah, I think it begins with the tuning. Like I'll just tune the pegs until I find something that I like, that resonates with me. So then I have a number of different guitar pedals that I use. So I always use a looper. That's kind of my main go-to pedal that I use. It's kind of my sketch pad, you could say. Yeah.
And when you hear something that you like, you can save that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I can add a bunch of different layers to it over and over. I use that, and then I always use like a delay and reverb, and that's kind of the core of like my tactile relationship to the instrument.
All right, so walk us through what we're about to hear. This doesn't have a title, right? It's just, this is the sketch. This is the improvisation.
Yeah, so first up is just the untitled guitar loop. A lot of times it begins with like a chord progression that I'll be doing, and then I'll add some kind of arpeggiated parts, and then I'll use delay and reverb to add melodies that kind of are in the background via the space that those pedal effects offer. And that's how I can kind of separate these different layers together before I then take it to my digital processing tools.
Okay, which we'll get to. Let's hear this untitled improvisation that Ruchika Nair has done for us, and then after that we'll have her explain what's about to happen to it. But this is the raw material, the untitled guitar improvisation, from my guest Ruchika Nair.
Thank you. Well, that is an untitled guitar improvisation. It's electric guitar and this looping device and various other pedals. Ruchika Nair, the guitarist and producer and composer and our guest on a somewhat unconventional edition of Soundcheck, because Ruchika, having performed this, you know, to me it sounds like it could be a piece. You know, this could have been on Fragments on the EP. But this is not the finished piece. Tell us what happened after you recorded this.
Yeah, so after I record it, I then take that to my like digital audio workstation, the DAW, on my computer. And then I have an array of different processing, like audio processing tools that I use to pull it apart into a bunch of different textures and sounds.
And then you put it back together again in a new, because what we're about to hear doesn't sound, I mean, it's recognizably using the same material, but it's a very different piece, ultimately.
Yeah, it's definitely a very different, you know, aesthetic territory that it then wades into once I take it out of just the live guitar world. But I think one of my favorite parts is then finding a way to kind of meld those two together. So in some songs that I did on my debut full length, you know, you'll hear the guitar part or maybe a piano part that I'm playing ripped apart. I use all these granular synthesizers specifically, and also Ableton has this, it's called the Warp Engine, which is just to help you take particular notes and shift them into the correct timing. But if you just use it badly, and you just use it to kind of take, you know, a 1 second piece of sound and stretch it out into like 30 seconds, or if you take a 30 second piece of sound and stretch it into half a second, you can kind of mutilate it in all these complicated ways. And then, so I'll save that, and then I'll do it again, and I'll print it, and I'll save it, and I'll do it again over and over and over. And all of a sudden you have this kind of unrecognizable sonic landscape. And so then I'll meld those sometimes with the original guitar part. So yeah, some of my songs on the album, you'll hear the mutilated parts at first, and then kind of out of the fog of all those elements, the original guitar part will rise out of it, or the original piano part. Mm-hmm.
So in this case, we've got this untitled improvisation that you just did, which gets sliced and diced. How long did this take you to do?
I gave myself like a few hours. I was like, you know, I'm going to just play the guitar loop, and then I'm just going to take it to the computer, give myself like, a few hours to just put it together and see what happens. I think I actually spent more time, I feel like I think I spent multiple days then trying to screen record it correctly after it already finished, because it just wasn't working. My computer kept crashing. So then I ended up taking a few days because of that. But the actual songwriting part, was the first day.
Okay. And you know, people can watch, because this is, as you say, you know, it's all been captured on video. So what we're talking about is something you can actually watch on video on our YouTube channel or right here at newsounds.org. So let's see, does this have a title now, or is this still untitled?
Yeah, I guess I called the first one Untitled Guitar Loop, and then I called the next one Untitled Guitar Piece.
okay.
Yeah, I usually have titles that have some very, historied emotional context to them for me, but I didn't come upon it yet for this.
Okay, so currently untitled, and believe it or not, what you are about to hear is built on the music that we've just heard from Ruchika Nair. Her latest EP is called Fragments. The LP, also out earlier this year, is called Our Hands Against the Dusk. And let's hear this untitled guitar piece, guitar in quotes. Thank you. Once again, music from Rachika Nayar, my guest on Soundcheck, and what you've just heard did not involve her guitar, at least not this time around. That was you at the computer doing what we just heard.
Yeah, that was all me producing it and contorting it in different ways.
Is it, I mean, it almost looks, watching the video of what you've done, it almost looks like you're producing a piece of EDM, you know? I mean, what you're doing in like pulling tracks together and, you know, sometimes a track will drop out and then it'll come back in, almost like the bass drop in an electronic dance music song.
Yeah.
Do you have that in your background?
Yeah, absolutely, actually. Yeah, I think it's kind of funny. I make, at least the first album was vaguely ambient electronic adjacent or neoclassical adjacent at times, or treads those kinds of territories. But I like to just take tools from a bunch of different genres at once, because I mean, there's so many different styles of music that mean so much to me. So, you know, like some of the guitar parts will be like Midwestern emo, quote unquote, which is something that I feel like a lot of writers really got excited about when I name dropped that. But and then some, I feel like a lot of my actual arrangement elements come from EDM, ultimately. Like a lot of my songs have a, like the classic EDM buildup and then a bit of silence and then the drop, which I think is just a form that really viscerally speaks to people for a reason. It's something that has some kind of, immediate resonance for listeners of many different stripes.
Well, this really has been quite different. So what's next, Rachika? You've got two recordings in 1 year. You're going to take a little break, do some live stuff. I mean, what does a live performance of yours look like?
Yeah, I guess a live performance setup for me, I mostly actually focus on the audiovisuals. There was a time where I was really trying to figure out how to render my arrangements and my compositions into an improvisable format, something that I could recreate live. But I found that, at least for myself, whenever I try to do that, I would just end up recreating, you know, a very complicated and difficult format for making the song worse. And I didn't really see the appeal of that. You know, it wasn't very interesting, I felt like, for people to see me pushing buttons to just do the song in a way that wasn't as compelling as how I'd made it the first time. But then I had kind of a framework shift with it where I decided, you know, I'd much rather just do like a very lower stakes manipulation of the audio with mixing live and then focus on just contouring the sensorial environment, you know? So I use in particular intense light displays that I built with a friend of mine, and projections, and then fog. And it's kind of both to like offer a visual element and also to kind of at the same time like disable the visual element too, like so that you're not really aware of seeing what's in the room or being aware that you're in a particular kind of space that is familiar, but to take you out of that familiar space.
It's interesting. You know, I was struck by something that you wrote in your in the bio section of your website, where you write that your music reflects a queer life woven between ever-evolving identities, discourses, and communities. And I was wondering what that meant, but what you just said, you're sort of queering the experience of being in a quote-unquote music room with a quote-unquote live. That seems to be a very alternative way of presenting live music.
Right, totally. For me, it feels, alternative and also so familiar at the same time. Like, I feel like I'm using very familiar elements, like things that really, people are used to in a lot of ways, but then just bringing them from different places together at the same time. Yeah, I remember writing that particular sentence. I feel like I never really know what to say when I'm like describing my music in that way or giving it some kind of narrative. Because I mean, at the end of the day, I just, the music that means the most to me, all I can really say is I experienced it and it transformed me. So I feel like I have to find very roundabout ways of saying that in many more words.
Well, there is the music. We've got plenty of it this year. The full length, Our Hands Against the Dusk, the EP called Fragments. And now we have whatever this is that you've just done for us today, which will hopefully get a title someday, sometime. But in the meantime, Ruchika Nayar, this has been a lot of fun. So nice talking with you.
This has been, a wonderful chat. I really appreciate you having me on.
And a reminder that you can watch what Ruchika Nayar has done for us today, both the live performance of Memory as Miniatures and then the sort of studio, home studio production that she has given us as well, on our YouTube channel or right here on the website, newsounds.org. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. Our video editor is David McLean. Our producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.